I'm joined here with Shannon Sand. She's with West Central Research, and she is the Agricultural Economics Extension Educator. And yes, I did read that off a sticky note.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, Shannon. And this is your Mugs in the Morning debut, first time, right?
Yeah, my first time. So I've never been here. So it's very exciting, very exciting.
Good deal. So it is middle of February for you guys. And I know we mentioned off the air, there's a couple of events coming up in the near future.
Oh, there's more than a couple.
There's a lot. All right.
So because I'm an AgEcon Extension Educator, we're doing farm bill meetings in this region. So today, I'm actually after this heading out for McCook to the county fair, to the Red Willow County Fairgrounds. From 1 to 4, we're going to have the ARC and PLC decision discussion. Then next week on the 21st, from 1 to 4 at the West Central, we're going to have the farm bill discussion. And then the 22nd and the 26th. The 22nd will be in Holdridge. And then the 26th, it'll be in Imperial. And those are all 1 to 4 because when I set meetings, I try to set them at the same time because it's easier to remember.
Yeah, so you're just kind of bouncing around. You're going east, you're going west, you're going straight south. You're all over the place.
And then we have the Women in Ag Conference, which is really exciting, in Kearney next week on the 22nd and 23rd. So
the Women in Ag Conference, the 22nd and 23rd?
Yeah, in Kearney.
February?
Of February. Okay. Yeah, I should be real specific about that. it's still a little early for me.
So at these meetings you have from 1 to 4, what kind of details do you guys hammer out?
So we will be having FSA and other local educators there, but basically the real discussion is around those ARC and PLC decisions. So our county our county and PLC are basically the decisions producers make with base acres, either in wheat, corn, sorghum, soybeans. Now, if you're in the South, you can have odd stuff like peanuts and other stuff, other crops
like Southern
that we don't
United
have here.
States.
Southern United States. Yeah. So, I have to be real specific with
it's
that.
It's okay.
So we're going to discuss that, and we will have actual examples of basically looking at the individual counties. So today I have Red Willow County, so I think I have 4 or 5 crops we're going to go through. So, and that includes irrigated and non-irrigated. So,
okay. So which crops will you be going through today?
Corn, wheat, sorghum, I believe, and soybeans. And I think the corn I have irrigated and non-irrigated, if I recall correctly. So
fantastic. Yeah. And the Women in Ag March, the Women in Ag Conference in Kearney, is that just at the university, or is that?
No, so, well, it is the university is the main sponsor, but it has many, many sponsors, and it covers the 5 areas of risk management, so legal, human, capital. Now I'm forgetting the other ones because it's, again, really early. But, it goes over a lot. So, as an example, I'm speaking there, and I'll be talking about everything from direct marketing and POS systems, which stands for point of sale. As I realize after I say it that I should say it.
Yeah, point of sale,
But I'm also covering, in conjunction with Glennis McClure, the ABC livestock budget. So, there's currently an ag budget calculator for crops, but we're premiering the livestock one at that conference, so it should be really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting stuff. And how can people that would like to attend sign up or get more information?
So just go to cap.unl.edu, and for all of these events, you can check the calendar, and the information's all there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And talking here with Shannon Sand. She is the Agricultural Economics Extension Educator with West Central Research, and you know, probably things heat up for your line of work as the season and the winter kind of shuts its door and we open the door to spring, right?
Yeah, I'm on the road pretty much now through March, so.
Yeah, and is that just Nebraska?
That's just Nebraska. Well, I do have some conference papers, but that's not exciting stuff for people here. So it's just mostly Nebraska, yeah.
So will you go, is Kearney the furthest east you would travel to?
Maybe Grand Island.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I cover 33 counties in the state.
Wow.
So it's a pretty large region that I cover.
Yeah, and that's about a third of them, because there's about 93, I believe, roughly.
There's a lot of counties here.
So. Yeah, so, that's a lot.
A lot of counties here, so.
Covering 33 counties, that has to keep you pretty busy, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always on the road.
All right, that's good. And after the, or is there anything we can look forward to out of you guys in the month of March?
So the preliminary results for the rental rates will be coming out, I believe, mid to end of March. So, yeah, so just kind of prelims of that for 2024. That should be good.
That's good. And will those come out social media, or how will those be announced?
So those come out
generally
on the CAP website, and then again, because they're preliminary results, so that's not the final report. That comes out in June. But I believe that there's a webinar that's usually done around then as well. So all that information comes out on social media and the website. So, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And so talking here with West Central Research, Shannon Sharp, Agricultural Economics Extension Educator, and talking about different crops, are there longer discussions for different crops, or are they usually kind of takes the same time to get through each one?
So I'll let you know after today is my first meeting.
Oh, it's the first meeting today. Okay.
Today is my first meeting, so could be. But I would imagine, I mean, you have a lot of crops that are irrigated and non-irrigated. I mean, that's going to take a little longer, but just because they're separate calculations. So there's an actual calculator that we use to like come up with like, okay, here's what you get if you choose PLC versus here's what you get if you choose our county. So yeah, so it just depends. That's not a good answer, but that's an economist answer for you.
And then for those that don't know, what does PLC stand for?
Price loss coverage.
Okay, gotcha. Makes total sense. Fantastic. So is there anything else you would like to mention about what you guys got going on at West Central Research, or any of these meetings you're attending, or anything revolving around your work?
Well, we will have a webinar next week online, so it's free to attend. And that will be between myself, Matt Stockton, and Randy Sainer, who's a livestock educator out there. Oh, you know Randy.
Everybody knows Randy. Yeah,
I love Randy. So we're going to do one. Matt and us have developed a bull value calculator, and since it's bull buying season, to kind of compare and contrast, you know, the cost of a bull, how much does it add to your calf? So that webinar comes out next week.
Where can we watch that at?
If you go to the cap.unl.edu website, you can register to watch the webinar. And once you register, if you can't make it, you get the playback afterwards. So you can watch it whenever.
And what are the hours for the live showing?
Yes, it's 12 to 1.
Okay.
On the 22nd. So.
All right. That's a week from today. So if you guys are interested, 12 to 1 live webinar. And we'll see Shannon on there, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. So anything else, again, you'd like to mention about West Central Research or any of these upcoming events that you guys have planned?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. And congrats, radio debut with Husker Radio. You did good. You did good. So.